Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, this year where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in Chapter 3, Paragraph 6, Paragimel Mishnah Vav, here on Season 6 of the TTPA with our updated new look and logo. I hope you enjoy it. We just updated very recently from the Mishnah, elucidated with the translation and commentary of the Mishnah. We are looking at what Rabbi Chalavta ben Dosa says. Rabbi Chalavta ben Dosa, Ish kefar Chananya Omer Asar sheyoshin veoskim b'Torah Shechina sheroya b'neihem shenemar Elohim nitzav v'adat el uminayin afilu chamisha shenemar v'agudas ol eretz yisada uminayin afilu shlosha shenemar b'karev Elohim yishpot uminayin afilu shnaim shenemar az nizdibru yirei Hashem ish el reyu v'yakshiv Hashem v'yishma וכולי. ומניין אפילו אחד שנאמר בכל המקום אשר אזכיר את שמי אבוא אליך וברכתיך. And the girlie, my co-host, agrees. Different aspects of different numbers that Hashem is with us when we learn Torah. Rabbi Chalavta ben Dosa, the leader of Korach Hananya, says, when 10 people sit and study Torah together, the divine presence is among them, as it is stated in Tehillim. God stands in the congregation of the Almighty. The word congregation refers to 10 people. As the notes point out, the definition of Ada, congregations, learned from the story of the spies who were sent by Moshe to explore Eretz Yisrael, Israel. When the spies returned, 10 of them gave a negative report of the land, saying that it would be difficult to conquer. The Torah in Bamidbar describes those 10 spies as Eda Hara'ah, the evil congregation, Rav points out. Therefore, the verse in Tehillim, which mentions the congregation of the Almighty, refers to 10 people who gather for the sake of God, that is to study His Torah, as Machzavichi points out. By stating that God stands in such a congregation, the verse teaches that the divine presence is with them. Where do we know this even of 5 people who studied together and merit the divine presence, as it is stated in Amos? He builds his high places in heaven, and God founded his bundle on earth. The term bundle, agudah, refers to 5 people. A bundle alludes to a group of 5 because a person can bundle things together by grasping them in his hand, which has 5 fingers. The words of the verse, God's bundle, refer to 5 people who worship Hashem and study His Torah. The verse thus means that Hashem's presence, which usually dwells in heaven, comes down to earth when 5 people study Torah together, as Rav points out. How do we know even 3 people who study Torah together merit the divine presence, as it is stated in Tehillim? In the midst of judges, God will judge. There are at least 3 judges on a court. When judges discuss the case brought before them, they are busy with the laws of the Torah. Magen Avos points out the verse, the pasuk says that Hashem judges in the midst of the court, which means that the divine presence joins them. 3. From where do we know that even 2 people who study Torah together merit the divine presence? As is stated in Malachi, then those who fear Hashem spoke one man to another, and God paid attention and listened. The words one man to another imply 2 people, as we see from the verse. And where do we know that even 1 person who studies Torah alone merits the divine presence? As it is stated in Shemos, in every place that I cause my name to be mentioned, by giving you the wisdom to study Torah, I will come to you and bless you. The word you, elecha, is in the singular, so the verse refers to 1 person. As a person. Although God comes to bless even 1 person who studies Torah, the divine presence is stronger when more people study together. The greater the number of people, the greater is the divine presence. This is why the Mishnah lives separate cases and lists separate cases of 1, 2, 3, 5, and 10 people, Rabbi Yona points out. So remember, study Torah every day. We talked about this on Tani Talks Radio last night, the merit, the importance of studying Torah. Remember to be involved in Torah every day, and it's better to study with a partner and study with a group and study with an Ada congregation than to study alone, but definitely to study every day. Study Torah. Hashem will be with you. Hashem will be next to you. Hashem will be listening to you. Hashem himself, kevi'elcha, could be your study partner. Make sure to study that Torah every day. Make sure to make it incorporated and incalculated into your day as the set portion to start your day, and that will really be the best way in every single day. Join us next time as we talk about the idea of giving to Hashem, because everything is Hashem's, here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.